When the city council bought Eastland Mall last year, they kind of hoped those $13.2 million would be the last they'd have to spend on what's become something of an albatross for the east side. But earlier this year, the city gave tours of the dank and deserted place to a bunch of developers who were considering taking on the project. And the consensus was,
the structure as the way it is no use to us.
Bert Hess heads Studio Charlotte, which is one of two finalists the city has chosen to bring the Eastland Mall site back to life.
It can't be redeveloped for our needs, which are sound stages, office parks, film schools. So it has to be torn down.
And that's what the city is about to do at a cost of $870,000. City Investment and Development Manager Peter Zeiler says demolition will be cheaper than continuing to maintain and secure the vacant mall. Once it's leveled, Zeiler says the city hopes to have a private developer take over without needing any more public money. But the consensus among developers during that tour back in January was that more tax dollars probably will be necessary for the project. Rick Lazis is with the ARC Group, which is the other finalist chosen to submit a plan for the mall site.
It's a massive redevelopment, and we'd have to be a public-private project with the city and see if the city, you know, shares our vision.
The ARC Group has been less specific about its plans for Eastland Mall, but Lazis says it doesn't involve movie studios. The group's preliminary application says the plan includes office, retail, hotel, residential, and, quote, one-of-a-kind entertainment. Previous ARC Group developments include the NC Music Factory and Starlight Park Movie Theater and Amphitheater near Charlotte Motor Speedway. Detailed proposals from Lazis' group and Studio Charlotte are due this Thursday. Zeiler says the city hopes to choose one by midsummer. In the event neither meets with the city's approval, Zeiler says the city is still working on a Plan B for Eastland Mall. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.